Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature all songs that start with the letter F. This half hour, we'll hear from Gladys Knight and the Pips, Stevie Wonder, Popcorn Wiley, Edward Starr, Diana Ross, the Commodores, and the Supremes. Well, first up, a great song by Gladys Knight and the Pips, Friendship Train. Well, Friendship Train was produced by Norman Whitfield and Barrett Strong and written by Norman Whitfield. It has a great opening, a lone bass riff, and then it sets the tempo for two bars, then bongos and a bass drum. Well, Pips' William Guest recalled that, quote, "It was a good song to put into our act because it brought a lot of action. We would let the audience participate. They would shake hands and make a friend in the audience." Well, Friendship Train received a Grammy nomination for the Best Rhythm and Blues Vocal Performance by Duo or Group, but the Isley Brothers, who had just recently left the Motown record label, won for It's Your Thing. Well, here is Gladys and her Pips, Friendship Train, right here on Motown Memories.
Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch 60s, 70s, 80s. Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Wiley with a song called Funky Rubber Band. They reached number 40 in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1971. Before that, a great song from Stevie Wonder, For Once in My Life, reaching number 2 in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1968. We started with Gladys Knight and the Pips, Friendship Train, number 17 from 1969. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon, and for this hour, we're featuring all songs that start with the letter F. Well, coming up, another funky song. This one's called Funky Music, Sure Enough Turns Me On by Edward Starr. Well, Funky Music was written by Norman Whitfield and Barrett Strong, and, again, produced by Norman Whitfield, who had the greatest success with The Temptations. The song neatly summarizes Norman Whitfield's musical philosophy. It doesn't carry much melody, but enough funk to keep dance floors shaking. It also showcased the versatility of arranger Paul Reiser. But it was Reiser who was in awe of the song's producer and co-writer. Quote, Norman didn't know a lot of chords, but boy, what a genius at the few chords he knew. He knew how to deal with the rhythm section. He would always get a good feel out of all of his tracks. Well, fellow Motown artist, Undisputed Truth's frontman, Joe Harris, recalled that, quote, I saw Norman in the studio with Edward Starr, and Edward was working so hard he passed out. The intensity, that's what Norman was looking for. It made me realize you can't be faking. Well, here is Edward Starr. Funky Music, Sure Enough, Turns Me On, right here on Motown.
When I hear
Diana Ross, with a song made famous by Traffic, and it was written by Traffic's Dave Mason. That was Feeling All Right from 1971. And we started with Edward Starr, Funky Music Sure Enough Turns Me On, number 6 in the Rhythm Blues charts from 1971. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we featured all songs that start with the letter F. Well, coming up, the Commodores, Flying High, right here on Motown Memories.
We can be more than just friends.
MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
With Forever Came Today, they reached number 28 in the U.S. Billboard charts from 1968, and we started with the Commodores, Flying High, number 38 from 1978. This hour, we featured all songs that start with the letter F. Hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, suggestions, or comments for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all your favorite Motown artists, including all those featured on this hour of Motown Memories, plus the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Well, until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.